Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitators and coaches Betsy McLaughlin and Kathy Williams to delve into different areas of your life, get unstuck, and create the life that is truly possible for you. These joyful ladies have changed their lives by utilizing the tools and techniques they share with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Kathy and Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Welcome to Imperfect Brilliance, everyone. This is Kathy Williams here with my co-host, Betsy McLaughlin. And today our topic is the question, how does it get any better than this? And it's an amazing question because it opens the door to how it does get better, how life does, how relationships do, how anything gets better once we let go of the idea that this is the best it gets. So, or the worst it gets, right?
Yeah.
It's a question we can use with when life is going great and when it's not. So I'm super excited to explore this topic with you today, Betsy. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you. You're breaking up just a little bit. I know you're on the road, so if maybe you can find another spot to get a little bit better reception. And before we dive in, let everybody know a little bit about us in case they don't. I know we have a lot of people who listen in regularly, but there might be somebody who is not familiar with us. So we are both certified facilitators with Access Consciousness, and we are coaches and joyful facilitators. We love contributing to people in a plethora of ways. And one of them is through facilitating. And Kathy just enjoyed a summer of literally all over the world facilitating and doing the best of both worlds. There she had personal time, family time, and facilitating in all kinds of exotic locales. And right now she's in the United States, and her home base is in Maui, Hawaii, and my home base is a suburb of Washington, D.C. And we do travel anywhere around the world, facilitating lots and lots of different classes. And we also do all kinds of things online as well, classes and freebies, and of course, our radio show, as well as coaching one-on-one or in group sessions. So there's just a lot of variety of ways for you guys to play with us. And Kathy's website is meetkathywilliamswithak.com. Nice and easy, Meet Kathy Williams. And mine is creatingyumminess.com. And our Imperfect Brilliance website is imperfectbrilliance.com. And you can find us on Facebook as well. And we're pretty easy to find and reach out. And we'd love to hear from you guys. So please let us know if you have any questions. And you're always welcome to call in and speak to us live. And you can call in at area code 202-570-7057. If you're in the United States with that someone in front of it. And we would love to talk to you. So let's see, Kathy, if you're sounding better now.
All right. How is this?
Oh, much better. Thank you.
Cool.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Betsy. Yeah. Oh, goodness. And I know, you know, we have been using the tools of Access Consciousness for over 5 years now, both of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of integrate them into our everyday. And so if the tools of Access are new to you, please do reach out to us or visit the Access Consciousness website, which is accessconsciousness.com. And, you know, what they are just practical tools that you can weave into your life. And one of them that most people learn in the first class that they take is, how does it get any better than this? So that's going to be our exploration today. And, you know, for me, I use this question almost every day. and I'd love to hear about you, Betsy, too, and some of the experiences that you've had using this question. And let's also kind of dive into, oh, why does that work? You know, like, what makes that work? Why would you ask that? So, yeah, do you want to start with a story of how you might use, how does it get any better than this?
Oh, wow. So it really is what is so funny is there are so many times where I hear people actually say, it doesn't get any better than this.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'm like, oh, but it, what if it could? And so, you know, it's, we talk a lot about invitation and possibilities. And so just that little tweaking of how does it get better than this, whatever's going on. So a perfect example of something, and like Kathy said, she uses that question all the time, and I do as well. And it's not even really anything that a lot of times I think about, but I find myself saying it. And whether it's a situation where it could be frustrating and trying, or something's going really great and everything in between. So I noticed our house was starting to get a little warm and said, well, we've been having heat waves. So I didn't really pay too much attention until it was like over 80 degrees in our house. 80 degrees Fahrenheit, which is quite warm, and it was very humid, and the doors were sticking. I was having a hard time opening my garage door, and I thought, what's going on? So I went to the thermostat, and it said 80, and it was climbing 85, so it was getting pretty hot, and I was getting cranky, and I thought, okay, how does it get better than this? And I just kept asking that question. And we got the air conditioning unit serviced yesterday, and I kept saying, how does it get better than this? How does it get better than this? Because we've lived in our new house about, I think this is our third summer, actually, and we get our unit serviced on a regular basis. And he's been telling us, you know, this unit's really old. And I just keep saying, how does it get better than this? And, you know, they take care of it and get it serviced regularly. And so I was kind of like holding my breath a little bit when the service guy came. And so my husband was home with him, and he put me on speaker. And so we were talking, and he said, so I have really good news. And he said, because I was half expecting for him to say, okay, it's shot, we need a new system. And he says, yeah, so it turns out that you had like a wire in your thermostat that just wasn't working anymore. So I replaced it, and I'm not going to charge you anything for that. I do have to charge you for the service call to come out, but I'm not going to charge you anything beyond that. And perfect example of how does it get better than this? And I was like, oh, thank you so much. And truly, how does it get better?
Yeah. Yeah, and so oftentimes, this is a matter of, like, us asking the universe, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes it is a matter of asking it out loud. to someone. Mm-hmm. Let's say we're at the mm-hmm. airport and they say, well, I can't get you on this flight and you're going to have to wait for 4 hours to get on a new one. And you just ask, well, how does it get any better than that? And sometimes that is the invitation for them to look and be like, yeah. oh, and have a new idea. Like, well, I could reroute you this direction and you could get on something and then not even have as long a layover or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, so it, when we're willing to ask it out loud to other people, as well, yeah. it can be an invitation for a different possibility, not only, you know, between us and the universe, although that's often how we ask it, you know, okay. For example, I used this yesterday. I was on a flight from, where was I flying yesterday? From Portland, Maine to Pittsburgh. And I was flying to LaGuardia first, and then off to Pittsburgh because there were not direct flights. And my flight to LaGuardia got us in, and I was just on the plane thinking, I could really use some care. Like, I could really use a foot massage or some kind of nurturing when I'm on this layover. So when we landed, I got off the plane, and right at the end of my gate on the other side of the walkway was an express spa. And I was like, this is what I asked for. How does it get any better than this?
Oh, that's and so awesome.
Yeah, and there was no line. So I sat right down in the massage chair and had it, and he started to massage my feet, and I was like, oh, goodness, how does it get any better than this? And he was like, you can recline back. And I was like, I can. So I reclined back and had the massage chair going, and the sky was amazing. You know, like, he was just so talented at doing reflexology. So I was like, how does it get any better than this? And afterwards, he said, you can stay in that chair for a while if you would like. And so I did. I just stay in the massage chair. And, yeah, right. yeah, and just that whole experience was a, how does it get any better than this? You know, we're always asking. Vibrationally, we're asking questions. We're asking for mm-hmm. what we desire. And when we fixate on what we don't desire, in a way, we're even asking for that because we're giving energy to it. So when we would like to have something, like we would like to have our experience be even better than it is, we can ask, how does it get any better than this? For a positive experience, one we're really enjoying. And also, even for a negative experience, one that is tough or one that is frustrating or challenging. And we can share some stories of that, too, because I've definitely used how does it get any better than this when things really weren't actually going my way.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I can, you know, sometimes we're able to kind of tap into the energy of even people listening to this call in the future. And I could kind of hear the questions like, how can it really, you know, like disbelief, like could something as simple as one sentence and one question really change things? And so my challenge or invitation or however you'd like to view this is try it and see what happens. Try it for yourself.
Yeah.
Are you willing to, you know, try it and see how that might work in your life? You know, like there is no one size fits all answer. What we like to offer is possibilities. And for both of us and for countless other people that we know, that question and some of the other questions and tools that we share have dynamically changed our lives. And this is one of the one of these amazing dynamic questions that really, like Kathy said at the beginning, it's simple and it works. So that's kind of my response to the disbelief that, and I even was like at first, I'm like, well, I don't know, but let me try, because really, what did I have to lose? And what I found was just, it was remarkably simple and easy. And what I have found too, for people around me, as I say it in my head a lot, and then I will also say it out loud, is the difference of responses that I get from people around me. So what about for you, Kathy?
Well, you know, as you were talking, Betsy, I was thinking of two elements. And one is, you know, all of us from some direction have heard, ask and you shall receive, right? And a lot of us have maybe even discounted mm-hmm. that because it's so simple. And then, so that's, and with this question, we are asking. And then the other element is us and our awareness. So if I ask, how does it get any better than this? I'm actually orienting my awareness in the direction of, wow, there is possibility that this could get better. Versus mm-hmm. when people say it doesn't get any better than this, it kind of stops us from even looking, from even examining, from exploring mm-hmm. how it yeah. could. So, you know, sometimes magically things seem to get better by asking this question. And sometimes it is like we're asking and therefore we have more awareness of how it can and who we could talk to and what else we could add. So, the other thing that kind of pops in here is, wow, we're already at a break. So we can explore the other thing that pops in just a few minutes.
Don't forget.
Everybody. Yeah, how does it get any better than this conversation even? So we'll be back in just a moment. Thanks for listening to Imperfect Brilliance.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I'd like kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance with Kathy Williams and Betsy McLaughlin. And today we're playing with exploring how does it get any better than this, or some variation of that question. And right before break, Kathy was just going to tell us something that popped in, and then we had to take a commercial break. So you've been leaving us kind of hanging on our seats for a couple minutes, Kathy.
Well, you know, when we've decided something's good or even great, that often limits us from changing and expanding it. You know, like, let's say you've decided a relationship is good, you know, and maybe it doesn't get any better. Or I remember at one point just loving my office. I had an office that I would go up to in Makawao, Hawaii, on Maui Island, and I loved it, and I was like, oh, I hope I'm here for years. And then I recognized that I was like, oh, I'm in conclusion, and how does it get even better than this? Like, what if there's an office that's even more amazing for me? And that doesn't mean I stop loving what I have, right?
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that office, and it helped me see beyond that, oh, there are some things that could even be better. And whether I stay in this office or this relationship, right, or change offices or relationships or whatever it may be, like, how does it get any better than this? Doesn't mean you have to change whatever setting you're in, office, relationship, whatever it is, or it means you can, right? It's an invitation to how does this get better, or how does something else come in that's even better? And I know when I was stewing in some emotional stuff a couple weeks ago, and really looking at like something that was painful for me, and took me a while, but ultimately I started to ask, oh, how does it get any better than this? Because I was super disappointed, right? I was disappointed at a loss, something that I really wanted. And then I was like, oh, whoa, what if there's something way greater out there and I'm not seeing it because I'm fixated on the disappointment, the loss, what I thought I had that I don't really have, that I'm sad about. And when I started to ask, how does it get even better than this? How does it get any better than this? It really started to shift the energy out of disappointment into the universe is full of possibilities. And just because I thought this was amazing doesn't mean there's not something greater out there for me. But if I keep looking at what's wrong and what's off and what's disappointing and what's sad and what's frustrating and all of that, I'm not looking for or at the possibilities. I'm looking at what I don't want. It shifted so much for me when I started looking at, like, wait, how does it get any better than this? What future could I create that's even better than I thought, you know, the one that I thought I was creating?
Yes, and, you know, that is such a great point, Kathy, that, you know, when you can use it, no matter what's going on, if it's disappointment, anger, heartbreak, like whatever it is, to be able to use that question has been such a gift in my life as well. And, you know, like I said, right when I brought us back from the break, which was, you know, variations of that question, you know, how does it get any better? How can it get any better than this? How can it get even greater than anything that I can think of? You know, different variations of that question. And I like sometimes throwing in that, you know, greater than anything I can even think of, because that gets me out of what I think might happen or should happen or I want to happen. Because I'm going to do a little confession here on the air, but I might be just a little bit of a control freak.
Uh-oh. You too, huh?
So, yeah. So when I ask that, it reminds me too, like, you know, if I am trying to control something, and I am much better But I'm certainly, I do find myself still trying to control either, you know, what I think should happen or the outcome or something like that. So when I ask that question, that it's like, oh, right, why don't I get my mind out of the way and let's see what the universe would like to respond with. And it is amazing, the things that show up, and there is no possible way to predict what will arrive, what will show up, the whispers of possibilities that might be right around the corner. So when you get out of your mind's way, you know, and you just allow the things to unfold however they're going to unfold, that's really when the magic for me, that's when it really like kicks up a few notches.
And do you have a story, like an experience you could share around that, Betsy?
Gosh, I have so many different ones. let's see, one I haven't shared before. I would say, like, I use it quite a bit, even in work environments. And when I was teaching, what I had agreed to teach a foundation class a while ago, and for a while, nobody had signed up. And so I kept just saying, okay, you know, how does it get even better than that? I said, well, if nobody signs up, then I have some free time that I didn't know that I was going to have. And I kept asking, how does it get better than this? And just like having, getting out of my own point of view and my own disappointment about, oh gosh, I really wanted to teach the class, or I wonder why nobody has signed up, and all of those things and all of those points of views and those thoughts that can go through your mind. And it's like, okay, how does it get any better than that? So it went from nobody had signed up to I had 8 people when the class actually started, like, you know, 2 weeks later. So, because I was like, maybe I should, I just started getting the hit that, like, oh, I really do think this class is going to happen. I better get some manuals printed. And, you know, it turned into an amazing class. And I thought, and I, it was, for me, that was a perfect example of, if I had stayed in conclusion about how I sucked and nobody wanted to take a class with me, or if I had gone to any judgment of whatever, that if I had stayed in that space, how many doors would I have kept slammed shut? But by asking that question and being willing to have nobody in the class, like, okay, if it's not meant for them, we'll do it another time. And how does it get better than that? And so even in every day during the class, driving to the class, I was like, how does it get better than this? And it was such an amazing group of people, so willing to be there and to explore and to change things that they were asking to change. And it was an absolutely beautiful 4 days of class.
What a wonderful story, Betsy. And I love that you mentioned, you know, we can kind of slam the doors shut if we get pulled into the thinking about, like, well, no one wants to do it with me. And I guess I was, you know, mistaken about the dates or whatever it is. But mm-hmm. we can actually shut doors because we're not looking for the possibilities. And when we start to ask more questions, then we become aware of, oh, well, call this person or reach out here or, you know, put a flyer mm-hmm. here or, you know,
right.
all these, like, we have different awareness about where mm-hmm. we can go to expand the possibilities versus, you know, getting sucked into that negativity and the limitation, the lack thinking. So
totally.
I love that. Yeah. Yeah. And something, you know, you mentioned earlier about, you know, the questions about, I don't remember the word you used exactly, but, you know, how can it turn out greater than I'd ever imagined is one mm-hmm. of those questions I use a lot. Because it is that doorway beyond your mind, and you use, greater than, I don't remember exactly how you like to phrase it, but, greater than I've ever considered, or greater than I could imagine, or what was the phrasing you like to use?
Greater than I can even imagine. And also, as another twist on that, greater than I can never imagine. So again, it gets my brain out of the way. Okay. Because that means I've defined the best, the greatest, whatever. And so if I've defined what I think is the absolute greatest that could ever happen, then, I have limited any other things from showing up. So I love to throw that one in, especially if I find myself either, kind of in my head or trying to control things. So that helps me get out of my own way.
Yeah. Yeah. I was working with Glenise Hughes last year to come to Maui and do a workshop. And she had some health stuff that came up that was going to prevent her from coming to Maui, and we were both disappointed. I mean, mm-hmm. when this became really clear, we were both just sort of like, okay.
Summer, yeah.
And then a question popped out of my mouth, and I said, what future is this creating? It's greater than we could ever have imagined. And we both just lit up. Like, whoa. And we get a sense of that. And anytime we ask a question, no matter what question it is, there's an energy that emerges, or an energy that we become aware of. And when I asked that question, we both became aware of this expansive energy. Like, oh, this is available. We weren't aware of it a moment ago when we were looking at the disappointment, but this is available. And that's one of the things that these generative questions do. They get us oriented in the direction of possibilities and in the direction of the energy of possibility and the energy of creation and generation of something amazing.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And, I like to have surprises show up in my life.
Yeah.
What about you?
I love surprises. In fact, every day I ask for surprises. One of the first questions I ask in the morning is, what magical adventures and delightful surprises will I have today?
Mm-hmm.
Every single day, even if I know, no, I'm just dropping my kids off at school and then seeing 4 clients and then doing a radio show or whatever it is. Like, I'm always asking what magical adventures and delightful surprises. Because that means those surprises can kind of jump into my conversations or even on the drive. So whatever you would like, ask for it, right? And continue to ask for it. And even if it doesn't show up, look at where your energetic asks are. And what I mean by that is, are you congruent with what you'd really like to have or in another direction? Like, let's say I'm asking for delightful surprises, but then I'm like, oh, today is going to be boring or whatever it is. Well, that's also an ask. In a way, that's an ask too. And so are you congruent with the questions you're asking and with what you would really like to have? And congruent is different from aligned, because aligned is more structured and linear. So there's a different kind of energy about, am I being congruent?
Okay, Kathy, Okay, can you repeat that? Because you kicked out. You said, am I being congruent? And then there was silence for a few seconds. So can you repeat that, please?
Yeah, congruent is different from, it's different from being aligned, because aligned is linear, right? And congruent, you know, like, are you energetically really asking, how does it get any better than this, with a sense of wonder, right? Because I've heard lots of people say, how does it get any better than this? And they're really not living in the magic of possibility, right? Yeah. How does it get any better than this is not a real question. It's not real wonder and expansion. So that's all. Just where's your energy when you're asking a question? And are you living your life in the energy of wonder and possibility? You know, like in the Bible, it even talks about like being like a little child, right? And that's the energy of wonder and curiosity and exploring and questions. Little kids are always in the question, right? What do I do with this? How does this work? Can I use it this way? What would happen if I try to stick it in my nose? Or does it taste good? You know, all of these different questions. And that's an attitude of wonder. And when we have that, it opens up more possibilities than when we ask the question with the attitude of, like, how does it get any better than this? That's almost the conclusion that this is not good enough.
Yeah. No, I love that you brought that point into it, Kathy. I love that.
Thank you. Is there anything you would add to that, Beth?
Yeah, I just love that you said, you know, ask the question without the point of view. And if you're asking the question with a conclusion already in it, you know, it really kind of works against what we're talking about here. So I, you know, thank you for bringing up that, and, you know, would you be willing to have the wonder of a child and the excitement for whatever shows up to you know, enrich your life and add to it.
You know, I have a story about using this with a flat tire. No, it wasn't actually a flat tire. It was, my car was in a pothole, like the tire was in a pothole. And I think I'm going to save the story. These four policemen. For when we get back from the break, because it's quite a fun story in which, you know, there was a lot of conclusion, there was a lot of trying to get out of the pot.
Oh,
and
awesome.
Ultimately, I started to ask some questions. So we will be right back, everybody. Yeah, you'll hear a fun story. Thanks for listening to Imperfect Brilliance, everyone.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance Radio Show. This is Kathy Williams here with my co-host, Betsy McLaughlin. And we are talking about the question, how does it get any better than this? And in fact, the whole attitude of wonder and questions has really been a topic of today's show. And I'm going to share a story in just a moment about infusing some questions into a challenging situation. And before I do, Betsy, do you have any classes or anything that's coming up you would like to let people know about?
Oh, gosh, I sure do. I actually have a fun weekend of classes this weekend. Gosh, I can't even remember the date, but I'm doing an energetic facelift class on Saturday. Gosh, I don't have a calendar in front of me. I think it's the 11th of August of 2018, and that
would
be
Saturday.
That is in the Washington metropolitan area. And then on Sunday, I'm doing an Access Bars class. And so both of these are wonderfully relaxing classes. The energetic facelift is one of my favorites. You just feel so amazing. And it's so fun to do the before and after pictures of really in one session what can change by having all the energies on your face for, you know, like what, about an hour, something like that, and the difference in it is just so much fun. Let's see, what else? I also have a couple of foundation classes coming up, and you can find all of that information on Access Consciousness website, and then with my name, Betsy McLaughlin, which is McLaughlin. Most people spell McLaughlin with an A, but my husband's family did it with the O instead, more of the Scottish version of it, but Scottish,
right.
Irish, I don't know. But anyhow, and I know Kathy's got some classes, too, that she would like to tell you guys about, and we certainly invite you to come play with us.
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing I have coming up are online. One is called Keys to Freedom, a 10-day challenge, and I'm so looking forward to it. It starts this Saturday, so Saturday the 12th of August, and it's all about using the 10 keys of access in our lives in different ways. And when you're being and using these keys, you actually eliminate problems in your life. So I'm excited to see what 10 days of doing these different things and being these different things will bring. And you can go to my website, meetkathywilliams.com/workshops to find that. And if you don't see it there yet, if it hasn't fully posted, then send me a little message and I'll get that info to you. And the other really fun thing coming up is I've been doing these 5 days of energetic exercises. And the last one was on relationships, and I got amazing, amazing feedback on it. People are like, oh, my God, it changed so much. So I'm going to do a month of that starting in September, relationships exercises, not every day. That would be a lot. But, you know, diving in, doing some energetic things to expand and enhance relationships. And then starting next week, I'm doing 5 days of energetic exercises to connect with light beings and nature spirits and other entities like ancestors. And this has been pinging me for a long time. And I've been like, yes, for real, you want me to do this? And they're like, yes, do it. You know, now's the time. And it really actually is the time. It's so much communion with nature is available. And in fact, I was in the woods today and like, wow, you beings out here are being the kindness that I really would love people to be. So if you would like more kindness, more gentleness in your life, join me for 5 days of exercises to connect with light beings and nature spirits. It is available. So meetkathywilliams.com, Kathy with a K, Williams with an S, /polls. And then finally, you can join me in Hawaii, on Maui, or on the island of Kauai this fall. One class is in September, and then the other one's in October, and I'll also be in the Sacramento area in September teaching Access Bars and the Foundation. So if you go to meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming, and in fact, I'm going to just make sure they stick all these classes on the upcoming page, and that'll be the easiest thing to do. So meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming, and that's where everything that's upcoming will ultimately be. So I had a little story, didn't I, to share with you guys. And what happened is one night I was teaching a workshop on my island, Maui, and I had parked in a parking lot, and apparently I parked just right, so that my car could get stuck in a pothole. Like, I would back up, and it didn't work, and I would pull forward a little bit, and it wouldn't work. So it was really jammed in a pothole. And so I thought to myself, okay, what am I going to do with this? What else was possible here? And I went into a little convenience store, which was pretty much the only thing that was open after my workshop. And, you know, I got the two people who were working in there to come out, because they were closing anyway. So they closed and came out and helped me push. And then they were like, we're not sure we can help you, but the fire station, oh, it was firemen, not policemen, sorry. The fire station is just, you know, a short walk away. So two of us, the lady and I, walked from the convenience store over to the fire station and knocked on the door. And we're like, hi, my car is stuck in a pothole. Would you be able to come help me out? So four firemen, you know, followed me down the road and to my car. And here they are. They're pushing the car and pulling the car and having me turn it on and back it up, and nothing's working, right? So one of them finally says to me, huh, maybe you could just call AAA. You have AAA? I said, yeah, I do. I know that often it takes an hour, but you know, maybe what else is possible? How's it get any better than that? And then when I said, how's it get any better than that, the guy's like, oh, I have a jack in my trunk. So he went back to the fire station, he got his jack, and he jacked up my car, and they pushed it out of the pothole. So it was like this questions of, how does it get any better than this? That sort of, you know, opened the door to, oh, wait, I have a jack. We don't have to stand here trying to push a car out. We have tools available. So, you know, like, what reminders can we create to remind us to ask this question? Because I know for me, sometimes it's really easy and simple when things are great. I'm like, oh, how's it get any better than this? Or when I get a delightful surprise, oh, how's it get even better than that? You know, but then when it's a little tricky or challenging and we're trying to figure something out, figure out the answer to the problem or the solution, sometimes that question doesn't pop in so effortlessly. So do you have any suggestions, Bexy?
You know, I have even done it when I've been agitated or, you know, angry, and I know that it's not coming out, how we talked about earlier in the energy of wonder and excitement. It's like, how does it get better than that? And I know I'm in that space, and I have found that even just asking that question a few times, I start laughing. So even if I'm mad or frustrated or whatever, when I realize that that's where I'm choosing to be in that time, when I ask that question, it does change things. And I'll ask it a bunch of times sometimes, like, especially in situations like that where I know, you know, I might have my panties in a twist, and it's like, all right, what can I do? And just asking that question will change the energy for me. So it does get better, and I get myself out of whatever, you know, little hissy fit I might be having at the moment. It helps.
Cool.
It really does contribute to me.
Wonderful. Yeah. And that, the energy that you're being right now, you know, how you're showing up with that laughter and all of that, that's the kind of lightness that this question can really bring.
Totally.
You know, for me, I love phone reminders. I will set appointments that recur every day, and they even show up on my computer. So I might be doing something on the computer, maybe even something routine, and then it'll flash by, how does it get any better than this? Or you know, who am I being right now? Or any kind of reminders that I like to have so that I remember to tap mm-hmm. into that sense of curiosity and possibility. And my home screen on my phone, I created this picture with questions all over it. And the woman's kind of like, she looks like she's opening up to sparkles coming her direction, or she's cast those sparkles into the universe. And someone said to me, Kathy, you should sell that home. You should sell that, what is it called? Block page screen or whatever it is. And so who knows? Maybe I will. But for me, it's just such a great reminder to tap back into those questions that invite more possibility. That
completely,
there's always
yes.
something more that's available. Yeah.
Yeah. There truly is. And, you know, with something, you know, and it reminds me, too, like of the simple things. You know, that even the simple things, you can ask that question. So you don't, I don't save it for a time when I'm upset or a time when things are wonderful. I really do have it interwoven into my life so that I am quite frequently saying some variation of that to myself or out loud. And it is so much fun to play with. And the other thing I wanted to say, I think I got sidetracked, was, you know, like to have no expectation. So when you're asking that question, don't have an expectation of what might show up. And just like
Thanks
be willing to play
that
with
in.
That. You're welcome.
Yeah, that's
totally.
A huge piece. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, like let's say something fabulous happened, like, one time, my husband and I were talking about just asking for money to show up, and my purse was in the trunk. We stopped to get gas, so he went to my purse to grab cash and found $20 laying on the ground. Now, by the trunk, and if my purse hadn't have been in the trunk, we probably never would have even seen it because he wouldn't have gone around to the back of the car. So that was a perfect example of like, oh my gosh. We literally just played with, like, let's just ask for money to show up. $20 showed up, and it's like, oh my gosh, how does it get better than that? And then, you know, we just let the question go out into the universe. There wasn't an expectation that, oh gosh, the next time I stop, I'm going to find a $50 bill or a $100 bill or whatever. There was no expectation. It was, right, because what, you know, if you have that expectation and then something doesn't happen, then what? You know, then you're like, well, this stuff doesn't work, right? And so when you have no expectation, it's again like I asked you earlier, you know, do you like to be surprised? I love surprises. So what if all is just like a grand and glorious adventure and wonderful surprises without any expectation?
It's so key to not have expectations as to how any of this will show up or turn out. And when we don't, we're actually opening the door for it to turn out, again, as you mentioned earlier, greater than we could ever figured out or considered or imagined.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, like a lot of times putting expectations on limits it. And then also, you know, disappointment does require adequate planning. So expectations are really good at, right? expectations are really good at setting us up for disappointment.
That is, that's just like, that's a classic line because that is so true. Oh, my gosh, Kathy.
Yeah. I think it's Richard Bandler who said that before me. So, yeah.
Love
it. It's like when we're disappointed, it's like, oh, whoop, I did have expectations, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if we were just living in the curiosity of what's available and recognizing that, like, our mind and what we can figure out and the greatest future we can paint in our head is like a tiny fraction of what's available, then what could we open up to?
True story. And I wonder, how does it get even better than anything we can imagine?
How does it? Yeah. Oh,
everybody.
Thank you so much, Betsy, for playing with me here today. And thank you, everyone, for listening in. We really appreciate you, and we love hearing from you. So feel free to email us at Imperfect Brilliance or reach out on Facebook or any other ways you'd like to get in touch.
Thank you so much, everybody. Have a great week.
Hope it doesn't get any better.